Welcome tonight to our Health Talk. I'm Lawrence Clark. I'm going to be the host of tonight's call. We have a great guest speaker for you tonight, Jim McAfee, a board-certified clinical nutritionist who is a well-known author and speaker who has been on radio and TV. Jim recently published a fantastic book entitled Your Body's Sign Language, Clues to Nutritional Well-Being. Everybody ought to get a copy of that. You can tell he's brilliant when you look at his different college degrees and see he graduated summa cum laude, magna cum laude, valedictorian. Some people call Jim the Sherlock Holmes of nutrition. He's worked as director for nutritional research for Image Awareness Wellness Institute since 1974. Jim recently was honored by GNLD International, a pharmaceutically licensed nutritional research company operating in over 50 countries, to participate as one of just 10 health professionals worldwide on the company's Health Professional Council. He's also been honored to be chosen to be one of the on the Scientific Council for the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists. This board's responsible for setting up the testing one must pass to become a board-certified clinical nutritionist. Jim, we sure are glad to have you again tonight and for you to join us on this third and final part of this health series on the three most important nutrients we all need to have for a long, healthy, energetic life.
Good to be back with you again.
You know, we've been going through this series of three interviews with Jim on the Foundation for Good Health, and tonight, again, is the last call of this important series. I hope everyone will make sure they listen to a recording of Jim's two earlier talks if you miss them, because they both are just filled, packed with information that's critical in protecting your health and those we care about. Jim, I never have enough time to hear all I want to hear from you on a subject because we run out of time, so can you use just a few words about the foundation you've laid on the two previous talks for everyone?
Yes. On the first call, we talked about what science and nutrition tells us is important from the standpoint of our cell membranes, how we can keep them soft and permeable so that nutrients can get in and waste products don't get locked in the cell, but they can get out. And then the second call, we talked about how we protect those cell membranes so they're not damaged by free radical oxygen through the use of the first was a discussion of the treonine oils and the role they play. The second was the use of carotenoids to prevent free radical oxygen damage to the cell membranes.
Great. It's a good summary. Let's jump to a discussion of the second enemy our bodies face and what we can do about it. Jim, what is science showing us is the second greatest enemy to our long-term health besides the first one of free radical damage?
Well, there was a very significant article that came out February 23rd, 2004 in Time magazine. On the cover, it said, "The secret killer, the surprising link between inflammation and heart attacks, cancer, Alzheimer's, and other diseases." And then it said, "What you can do to fight it." And I should point out that what we're going to talk about tonight is what that article talks about from the standpoint of dealing with inflammation. Scientists are telling us that excess inflammation is wreaking havoc in our bodies. And as a result, we've got a tidal wave of inflammatory disorders and disturbances that alter our overall health and create a profound sense of unwellness in our bodies. This imbalance alters not only our physical health, but has profound influence upon our mood and our thinking processes. This is similar to last week's discussion. I pointed out that we need oxygen, and we can only live about 8 minutes without it. On the other hand, oxygen in the body is very readily converted to a free radical form. And if we're lacking in the important free radical oxygen-quenching antioxidants, primarily carotenoids, that oxygen will promote damage in our tissues and create all kinds of health problems. Well, our body naturally uses inflammation to deal with injuries or invaders, but like our immune system, it can overreact. And when we get excess inflammation, what it was designed to be beneficial and good does harm. The body needs a balance. The scientific word for that is homeostasis, and we're designed to have a particular kind of balance. excess inflammation is at the root of or a contributor to many degenerative conditions, according to recent studies. And these include not only the ones we've talked about, but poor bone health, depression, deterioration of eyesight, deterioration of brain function, poor complexion, heart disease, inflammatory arthritis, asthma, respiratory difficulties, male and female problems, diabetes, obesity, even cancer is influenced by the inflammatory state of our tissues.
Wow, well, that's a long list of health conditions inflammation can cause. I mean, that's like a horror movie story of health problems.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, over-inflammation is obviously an important issue, and especially when you add up how many people are affected by each of those issues we just talked about that there's a deficiency link to, and people are already suffering these conditions. You know, that's a large group. I guess that's why pharmaceutical companies are working so hard to produce a new safe anti-inflammatory drug, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it is. The production of newer and safer anti-inflammatories is at the top of the list of the product development priorities for pharmaceutical firms. They've seen incredible profits with products like Vioxx, which was withdrawn in 2004, and Celebrex, which has been pinned with significant health risks. And some would say that the pharmaceutical industry is not doing very well at keeping up with this this problem of inflammation that we have. Rushing to add something that's not natural in the body really is not going to ultimately deal with the immensity of the problem that we have. We have to find another solution to all this inflammation that's going on.
I remember, you know, you reminded me of a book I read by an MD who went through the history of top drugs for the last 10 years previous to the writing of his book, and he showed how after a few years on the market, it seemed like the side effects of these new drugs kept being so serious they had to take it off the market, the old drug, and then the revolving door of the drug company, you know, replaced it with a new drug that hadn't been yet proven dangerous. You know, he talked about that we shouldn't continue to just wait for a future miracle drug to be proven safe, like in this instance, maybe against inflammation. But if we knew the root of the health problem, and if there was any natural, safe, proven things we could do to help it, that we should take immediate responsibility and do what we could right now. You know, because, you know, if there isn't any a natural solution for a health problem, then of course we need to use modern medicine, you know, when it offers a safe, proven solution. But Jim, this issue of inflammation, can you talk about maybe what science, again, is indicating the root problem is?
A lot of researchers think that our diets have become unbalanced, and this disturbance is causing an epidemic of inflammatory disorders. Our bodies are designed to have a very delicately balanced ratio between omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. And our ancestors all had that balance just by virtue of the food that they ate. They had a 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. But today, when researchers do fat biopsies, and this is something we can do in the lab, we find that people have 20 or more times omega-6 to omega-3 fat in the diets, many of them. For example, Barry Sears did a study of children with attention deficit disorder. He found the average ratio was 23 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3.
Wow, that's a huge discrepancy, what we used to be and what we are today. Explain why this balance is so important and why, you know, it's so important to maintain the ratio that our forefathers had.
Well, the body has really two very significant anti-inflammatory systems. The first one is the adrenal hormones, which produce cortisone and other anti-inflammatories. And in our first talk, we discussed how the trehalin oils are very, very important for the functioning of the adrenal hormones with their phospholipids, their phytosterols, and associated factors. The second anti-inflammatory system, which is really critical, is the anti-inflammatory tissue hormones, or the inflammatory tissue hormones. This is controlled by little substances called prostaglandins or eicosanoids. These are manufactured from the cell membranes, either from omega-3s or from another substance called arachidonic acid, depending on what gets incorporated in the cell membrane. An example of the importance of this, a recent study found that administration of essential fatty acids to children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder resulted in significant improvement of both behavior scores and cognitive or learning scores. One reviewer, when he was summarizing the thing, said the results were either a result of the EPA found in fish oil or a beneficial combination of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids that's more effective than any of the supplements that have been used in earlier studies.
Wow. What foods do we get these important omega-3s from?
Actually, omega-3s are in a lot of foods, both vegetable and animal. Vegetable sources would be things like flax oil, beans, and leafy greens. Unfortunately, the omega-3, the form of omega-3 in plants, is something called ALA, or alpha-linolenic acid. Plants do not contain the EPA, which is the important anti-inflammatory member of the omega-3 family. That's a real drawback. The animal sources of omega-3 do contain EPA, and the diet is important in determining whether an animal has omega-3 or not. If animals are eating grass, for example, they'll have some omega-3, but if they're corn-fed, like most of our meats are, there's almost no omega-3 fatty acids in their tissue. Wild salmon is a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, one of the richest that there is. Also, sardines and anchovies are excellent sources of omega-3. On the other hand, if you have farm-raised salmon, they've done studies with the Atlantic salmon that are farm-raised. They find they have very poor ratios of omega-3 to omega-6 fats. So you can't just rely on eating fish. It has to be the right kind of fish to provide these things. Fish were designed to be nature's best source of omega-3 fatty acids, supplying all eight of the master molecules of the omega-3 family. The diet determines whether that's going to be the case or not.
All based on the dummy who's going to eat the food, whether we're going to be smart or not wise in what we eat. And, you know, so explain, this is so important. Explain a little bit more about this difference between the plant and the animal omega-3 fats and, you know, the importance of the you know, EPA and DHA, which is listed on the label of omega-3 supplements that come from fish.
Yeah. The power and dynamic activity of fats in the human body is partially associated with the number of open spaces in the fats. For example, flax oil in the omega-3 family has three open spaces. EPA, or eicosapentaenoic acid, has five. And DHA, or docosahexaenoic acid, has six open spaces in the fat. So as we get more open spaces, the benefits of these fats become greater and greater because those open spaces contribute real benefits. Most of us have accumulated an excess of a fat called arachidonic acid in our bodies because we're eating all these foods that are corn-fed, and arachidonic acid is kind of the mother or the father, however you want to describe it, of the entire inflammatory cascade of tissue hormones. It's the root of this tissue inflammation that we see that promotes inflammation and blood clotting. And high doses of arachidonic acid, when they're fed to laboratory animals, does more harm or can actually kill the animals than any other kind of fat. EPA from the omega-3 family, from the fish, has a very important property of being able to push arachidonic acid out of cell membranes. And also, it serves as a fountainhead of anti-inflammatory tissue hormones or prostaglandins, and also blood-thinning chemicals in the human body. The other member of the omega-3 family, the DHA, is not so much involved with inflammation, but it is the body's favorite raw material for building nerves, brain cells, and eye tissues. It's very, very important in that role. Whole books have been written on the ability of DHA to change the structure and the functioning of the brain and the nerve tissue. Dr. Andrew Stahl wrote a 300-page book on the ability of omega-3 fats, especially DHA, to improve memory, alleviate major depression, bipolar disorder, improve attention deficit and schizophrenia, and reduce stress and violent tendencies. You might be surprised at that mention that the fish oils can help curb violent tendencies, but the study that they did with that was very interesting. What they did is medical students, when they observed them, they found that they had a surge in a hostile and aggressive dialogue during their exam periods, and that surge in aggressiveness and hostility went up about 58% according to their measurements. When they were given fish oil supplements, they did not have that 58% surge in violent thoughts and actions.
You know, we're hearing all the time, I mean, how important omega-3 is. It's just all over the media. You know, but why is it that people aren't eating, you know, fish today like they did years ago? I mean, what's happened, Jim?
Oh, I think there's a number of reasons for that. Firstly, fresh fish used to be an inexpensive food. Now fish has become quite expensive. Secondly, good quality fish is not available at the fast food restaurants that people frequent. It's sometimes hard to get it, even some of the finer eating establishments. The fish that is served is often fried, which removes a lot of the benefits. And then we have a lot of fish, like tilapia, that are popular that are not really good sources of omega-3. A lot of the fish, by the time it gets to market today, it's already turned rancid because it's coming from other parts of the world often. And the rancid fish has a bad taste that's going to further decrease fish consumption. Finally, anyone interested in increasing their omega-3 content should be concerned about toxic residues. When one obtains a fishing license in California, you pick it up and there's a long list of areas they say you should not eat or you should limit fish consumption from these areas because of contamination with pesticides or mercury or whatever the pollutant happens to be. That's not just a California problem. That's a worldwide problem. One study found that 43% of the salmon out of the Great Lakes were contaminated with high levels of PCBs. And mercury is a common contaminant found in fish. Contamination of omega-3 oils is a major issue today. And women who derive very special benefits from omega-3 fats have been warned that they shouldn't eat more than one serving of fish a week because of the fear of getting too much mercury and other contaminants.
There are some real problems that I can see affecting us, even though we know we shouldn't, but making us not want to do it. You know, we humans are just sometimes so slow in realizing we've gotten off base. I'm sort of curious, how did science first realize the importance of omega-3s and what was happening?
It was once thought that all fat was bad and we shouldn't get any fat in the diet. So you had the Pritikin program and things like that where you dropped the fat way down. But then scientists began seeing that the Eskimo people contradicted everything they thought about fat because they were consuming as much as 70% of their diet as fat, and yet they had one of the lowest instances of heart disease on Earth. And so scientists, in trying to unlock the mystery of their secret, found that the Eskimos were getting very high levels of omega-3 fats, all eight of the master molecules, from their diets, and that was protecting them from heart disease.
Wow. I mean, if this research discovery had been made over a pharmaceutical drug that they discovered that would let people with a high fat, a high cholesterol levels not have heart attacks, I mean, they would be plastered all over the media in advertisements. I mean, we'd be seeing it every day. I mean, after all, heart disease is the biggest killer today. I mean, statistics are telling us, I mean, every one of us on this phone, the statistics are that one out of every two people we care about, on average, is going to die from heart disease. I mean, this is an important issue. Can you talk a little bit more about it, Jim?
Yeah, heart disease is our number one killer. And just like a car needs good oil, so our circulatory system really thrives on beneficial oils, particularly the omega-3 fatty acids. They're dynamically active in the circulatory system. These fats, because of all the open spaces, they vibrate as much as 100 million times a second. And what happens is they prevent saturated fats and heavier fats from sticking together and from sticking to blood vessel walls. Also, they help build healthier cell blood vessel walls. Omega-3 fatty acids have a powerful ability to reduce triglyceride levels because they make it easier for the body to burn these fats for energy production. The ability of omega-3 fats to keep fats from clumping together in the body produces a number of benefits beyond reducing the risk of blood vessel disease. These oils also improve the chance of reaching our ideal weight by making fat burning easier. And Dr. Jonathan Wright, in one of his newsletters, he talks about the fact that fish oils are very powerful blood pressure regulators. He also observes that they do many things for the circulatory system, that aspirin, you know, they recommend one aspirin a day. And both aspirin and fish oil reduce inflammation and they prevent blood clotting. But fish oil does some things that aspirin won't do. It makes the blood platelets more slippery so they don't stick together. It reduces the risk of sudden heart death. It reduces triglycerides and raises good cholesterol, good HDL. And it prevents reclogging of the arteries after they've been cleaned out. So there are tremendous advantages to the fish oil.
All those things are just so important. High blood pressure is just such a huge problem today. We need all the help we can get. You know, but I know these fish oils are good for more than just heart, like you said before. You know, talk about the health benefits for the brain, like you mentioned earlier, alluded to.
Yes. A deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids will impair brain function and eye function as well. And this is most clearly seen in some of the studies that they've done with infants. When there is omega-3 fatty acids in breast milk, depending on the diet of the mother, may not be optimal if the mother is not consuming a lot of omega-3 fats. But what they've observed is that when children, infants are breastfed, they have a 3-6 IQ point advantage over children that are formula-fed because they don't put omega-3 fatty acids in infant formulas in the United States. They do in Europe. Also, children that are breastfed can read one more line on an eye chart than children that are not breastfed. And one wonders, you know, how much more this would improve if the mothers were getting optimal levels of these fatty acids in their diet. Little side note on the omega-3 fatty acids. It's not just the infants that benefit from these things with eyesight and IQ. The elderly do as well. And they have found that macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness over 75 years of age, is reduced by supplementation with the omega-3 oils. Dr. Andrew Stahl believes that the birth of an infant is a tremendous drain on the omega-3 reserves of a mother, contributing to postpartum or subsequent to birth depression of the mother. There is a direct link between fish consumption and reduced incidence of depression after childbirth. Also, researchers report that it can take up to 1 to 4 years for a mother to recuperate because the omega-3s all get pulled into the child. Actually, there's one study that took 4 years for the mother's omega-3 levels to return to normal after they gave birth. So these things can be very, very important.
Wow. You know, it just shows you God, maybe unlike modern world today, it makes the baby the first priority over the mom for the supply of those omega-3s. It's just taking them right out of her to give it to the baby. You know, I read a book by one of the top researchers in the world on children's health issues and had one of the top labs, and he said he thought omega-3 was, just like you're saying, was the most important supplement in a child's life up till adulthood. I mean, you know, I know people that squeeze out GNLD Salmon Oil Plus for their children who are too young to chew or swallow the capsules, and boy, they report great benefits. But Jim, let's go back and talk a little bit more about how the omega-3 affects our brain functions, because all of us like to have all our brain functions, and we all need them to work at 100% capacity as much as we can.
Yeah, by the way, I would concur that that the omega-3s are critically important for children and infants. A study just came out about omega-3 and the risk of cognitive decline in older adults in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition 2007. The study found that higher intake of fish oil significantly reduced the risk of cognitive decline, particularly among individuals with high blood pressure and elevated blood fats. Verbal fluency was significantly improved by higher intake of fish oils. The brain is built largely with these omega-3 fats, and it should not be surprising that if we supply the body with the building materials that it needs to build healthy brain cells, our brains are going to work more efficiently as we age. The internal synthesis of these fats begins to go down as we get older, and so increased dietary intake becomes more and more important the older we become. Elderly individuals often suffer with impaired digestion and absorption of nutrients from the foods we eat. So supplementation can help override some of this poor absorption. And also I should point out that GNLD has some excellent digestivates that can really boost the ability to pick up and absorb nutrients in the elderly, and that really will slow the aging process. There are a lot of brain malfunctions that are tied to deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids, including attention deficit, behavioral problems, mild depression, to even more serious mental problems like bipolar disorder and Alzheimer's. And I even read a study where they were able to reduce the incidence of migraine or decrease the severity with about 8 to 12 weeks of supplementation of the fish oils. Literally, omega-3 produces benefits from the head to the bottom, literally, because the American Cancer Society tells us that colorectal cancer, one of the leading causes of cancer-related deaths in the United States, can be reduced by omega-3 oils. In one study, there was a 26% reduced risk of that form of cancer with the highest intake of omega-3 fatty acids, and there was a 44% reduced risk of cancer at the distal end of the colon. These fish oils affect every tissue in the body, really. The omega-3 fatty acid DHA plays a key role in brain and nerve function. We actually have a second brain. There's a whole book about this called The Second Brain, and it's in the digestive tract or in the gut. And for this reason, fish oil supplementation can produce remarkable benefits for digestive function. The digestive tract is quite prone to inflammation, and deficiency of omega-3 fatty acids will decrease that tendency. Actually, there was a study done with monkeys where they gave them diets deficient in omega-3s for 2 years, and one quarter of the animals developed irritable bowel. Omega-3 fats can literally be the answer to prayer for some people with digestive problems.
Wow, that's important. You know, I know inflammatory drugs are also used for pain in joints. Does omega-3 help with this too, Jim?
Yes, it can. Athletes who work out several hours a day are prone to develop a lot of inflammation in the muscles. Quality omega-3 oils have been shown to decrease some markers of inflammation, some as much as 100-fold, some completely block the inflammation. I've had athletes tell me that their workouts are much less painful the day following their training if they supplement with the salmon oil or the omega-3 oils. I've had athletes, one fellow, he could only train every other day because of the pain in his muscles. He began using the salmon oil, and he found he could train every day, which, of course, greatly improved his conditioning, and he went on to become a world champion. Also, with regard to serious problems like rheumatoid arthritis, Dr. Thomas Brown specialized in dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, and he saw its root problem as being an infectious disorder. He had about an 80% success rate with 10,000 patients, so that's nothing to sneeze at. And Brown thought that the inflammation found in arthritis is from the body's natural defense mechanism. It's a reaction trying to wall off these infectious agents. He observed that traditional medicine focuses only on the inflammatory aspect of this problem, trying to remove the inflammation rather than dealing with the underlying problem of the infection. And he found that such treatment results in short-term improvement but long-term deterioration, because doctors weren't getting at the root of the problem, the infectious root of the problem. This may explain why the essential fatty acids, and particularly the fish oils, are so beneficial with rheumatoid arthritis. I read a study, 12 weeks, that people were using the fish oils dramatically improved, and that was in the New England Journal of Medicine. The grain oils suppress the adrenal inflammation in that way. The fish oils suppress the prostaglandin. So these things do have anti-inflammatory action, but the quality fats don't just have an anti-inflammatory action. They can be potent immune stimulators. The immune system functions poorly without essential fats because the fats confer fluidity to the cell walls, like we talked about last week. And the white blood cells, they have to have a lot of fluidity to be able to go in and fight these diseases that in our tissue the bacteria that cause inflammation. So as we supplement with the fish oils, not only do we create some anti-inflammatory activity, but we also help to clean out the difficult-to-destroy bacteria, such as the mycoplasma or the streptococcus that Dr. Thomas Brown talked about. There's other organisms that are talked about as well today. We've seen that Gianelli quality oils over the years improve many people's joint problems, and Brown's work suggests that the benefits may be because they deal with the problem and not just with the symptoms. They actually improve the overall immune function.
That's, what more can you ask? I mean, dealing with the root of the problem, dealing with the symptoms, everything. I know so many people have been helped with joint problems with the Salmon Oil Plus. Can you share another story about? I love stories, you know, because these products touch real people's lives, which in turn has a cascade effect of all the people around them that they love, seeing them do better. Can you just share maybe one story with us?
We had a very interesting situation a number of years ago. A mother named Jill had a daughter, and the daughter at 9 months of age began to get ear infections, and she was put on antibiotics, and antibiotics caused chronic diarrhea, and the bowel condition deteriorated to such an extent that food was going through completely undigested. The food would come out whole, surrounded by mucus. Sometimes the stool was just blood. The girl was really deteriorating. Doctors diagnosed anemia and colitis. They observed that there was an enlarged liver that had gone from 4 centimeters to 11 to 12 centimeters. In other words, it's swollen about threefold. The doctors determined that the bile ducts were thickened, and this was blocking the bile drainage. They suggested little girl might need a liver transplant. And Jill felt she was kind of led to me by prayer. And she started her daughter on salmon oil. And one of the things that was very interesting was that every day that she had, the little girl had salmon oil, she had no pain in her joints. She ached from head to toe all the time. However, if the parents forgot to give her the salmon oil, she would hurt. So that was a real motivation to be consistent with the omega-3s. Jill added the infant form of the Trianon oils to her children, the Liquivite, and a couple of other supplements. And the child's liver completely healed and regenerated. The colitis attacks completely stopped as of 1995. This little girl is now a grown woman, a beautiful grown woman. Jill actually wrote me a letter later on, and she, in that letter she had a little P.S., and this really relates to what we're talking about tonight. She said, "The salmon oil has made it possible for my husband to play basketball again. No more pain in his shoulders from bursitis and no more tennis elbow." And she really had a good reason to be confident in the benefits of the salmon oil and the harmlessness of the product because of what she saw in her own family. And she actually recommended it for other people.
Wow, I guess Jill's just, you know, thankful like we all are that somebody suggested she try GNLD's omega-3 product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the other people that she recommended the product to was a woman named Jody. Jody had a daughter, 4 to 5 years old, with a chronic cough. The cough was at its worst in the middle of the night, and the little girl would go to bed, and she'd cough for several hours before she could fall asleep. And after many months, the mother took the girl to her pediatrician, who diagnosed an allergy-induced asthma. And that little girl was put on oral medication and an inhaler. And that was kind of where it was left. After considering the matter, Jody shared her discomfort with Jill about giving all these powerful medications to a 5 to 6 year old, and Jill suggested the salmon oil, which had been so helpful for her daughter. At first, as Jody put her daughter on the salmon oil, she didn't think anything was happening, because these things do work slowly. You have to build up the cellular levels of these fats. But after about 2 months, she noticed that her daughter was not coughing herself to sleep anymore. And in the letter to me, Jody wrote the following. She said, "I was so thankful we had found something safe, effective, and simple for her to take. She is now 14 years old, healthy, and has not had a night where she has coughed herself to sleep for years. And yes, she continues to take one capsule a day, every day, without complaining.
You know, I know there are skeptics out there like me, you know, like I would if I hadn't seen all that I've seen over these years of GNLD. And I know that they're thinking, you know, some new people are thinking, they're having a real hard time of believing that all of this, that an all-natural supplement can make such a difference like this. What do you say to these people?
I tell them there really is a solid scientific evidence to support the quality of omega-3 oils in improving respiratory function. For example, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition in April of 1997 reported that supplementing with fish oils significantly improved breathing ability and improved resistance to asthma attacks in 40% of the study participants. And fish oils have been shown to have powerful suppressive effects on all these inflammatory compounds, what's called the leukotrienes. They can be 1,000 to 10,000 times more inflammatory than histamine. And they've shown metabolic pathways where they can they benefit asthma and other respiratory problems. Fish oils appear to help prevent children from developing asthma in the first place. That was written in the Medical Journal of Australia in 1996. And another Australian study found that mothers who supplemented with omega-3 oils during pregnancy had children three times less likely to demonstrate allergy to egg at 1 year of age. That was done with the skin prick test. These infants also had significantly less severe skin conditions than did mothers of children mothers who did not supplement with fish oils. The likelihood of developing nasal allergy symptoms increases with decreased, increases with increased intake of omega-6 fats. So the omega-6 fats create the problems in the fish oils, and many studies have been shown to actually benefit respiratory conditions and allergy type symptomology.
Allergies are a huge thing out there today. You know, obviously the omega-3 oils seem to help the body in so many ways. You hinted earlier about energy conversion with the omega-3, you know, maybe helping people get to their ideal weight. You know, we got a lot of people that aren't at their ideal weight. Do you have any more thoughts you can share with us on this topic of how maybe omega-3 can have a little play in helping us, because we need all the help we can get to our ideal weight?
Yes. Omega-3 fatty acids offer a lot of benefits in this area. They encourage the body to store carbs as glycogen. That's a storage form of glucose, and that's the body's main stored fuel for energy. So our energy goes down when we're deficient in omega-3 oils. Omega-3s also play a role in the functioning of what's called brown fat, deposition of regular fat. They play a role in hair growth and cold sensitivity. Most people, when they eat too many calories, they burn them up as heat. And that's an activity of brown fat, which is lost when we're deficient in omega-3 oils. We have trouble getting rid of all the excess calories. One of the hallmarks of someone deficient in omega-3 fats is that they're cold all the time, when others are not. We actually rented our meeting room one time to a psychologist, and she complained it was so cold in there. And the other people weren't cold. I said to her, you need to try some salmon oil. And she did, and she found that she wasn't cold all the time anymore. And by the way, there's some other little body signs that are indicative of omega-3 deficiencies too: excessive thirst, frequent urination, dry skin, dry, unmanageable, straw-like hair, dandruff, bumps on the arms or the thighs or the elbows. Dr. Donald Rudin considers two nutrients critical for weight loss. One is fiber and the other is omega-3 oils. And what he finds is that if people supplement with the omega-3 oils, they stop the weight yo-yoing. They find it much easier to move to their ideal weight.
Wow. You know, I know there's probably a lot of men listening to this call that, you know, it always seems like it's too hot around the house, but the wives are cold. So I know there are going to be a lot of salmon oil plus sold, men buying it for the wives as a present. But how about, are there any other benefits for us men maybe with the omega-3 oils directly to us?
Yeah, now we've told the men why they need to give the omega-3s to the women. Let's tell the women why they need to give it to the men. In the average year, there's more men diagnosed with prostate cancer than women diagnosed with breast cancer. Research studies indicate that fish oils inhibit tumor growth, particularly in the prostate. A Swedish study found that men who ate no fish had 2 to 3-fold higher incidence of prostate cancer than men who ate moderate or high amounts of fish. Several researchers have found that men with prostate cancer have lower levels of EPA and DHA in blood fluids, red blood cells, and prostate tissue than those without the disease. Researchers are currently examining the ability of the fish oils to reduce levels of an enzyme called COX-2, which may prove valuable in reducing inflammation and inhibiting the growth rate of prostate cancer, and also increasing the rate at which prostate cancer cells go through programmed cell death, what's called apoptosis. There was a study where researchers experimented on mice with prostate cancer. And based on their results, they report that inflammation can start a chain reaction that actually turns on the cancer cell's ability to spread to other locations in the body. Metastatic prostate cancer is a real killer. It kills 1 out of 33 men diagnosed with the disease. Prostate cancer caught early is treatable, but there are no effective treatments for the cancer once it's spread throughout the body. So these omega-3s can play a real important preventative role there.
That's huge. That's huge. And we already talked about one of the things that can help women maybe is with the not getting colds or any other benefits maybe that the women would appreciate taking the omega-3s could do for them.
Yes, omega-3s help prevent drying of the skin. As I said, they improve the appearance of the nails and the hair. So they really make us look better, give the skin a clearer complexion. They can even been shown to be helpful in some cases of psoriasis and eczema. But what really should interest most women is a study by Jacqueline Shannon and her associates. They conducted a very interesting cellular study with two evaluations simultaneously. The first one, they examined breast cells to see if they were cancerous, and the second one, they examined red blood cells to identify their fatty acid content. And what they found was that there was a significant inverse relationship between the amount of omega-3 fatty acids in the blood cells, EPA being the most important, and the risk of developing breast cancer.
Wow, that is important. There are a lot of omega-3 products out there, and obviously this is an important area that we need the best help we can get. Why do you recommend GNLD Salmon Oil Plus to your patients when you could pick anything you wanted, and I'm sure you could make more of a profit off some of the other fish oils out there? Why do you choose GNLD Salmon Oil Plus today?
Well, GNLD has been doing leading-edge research on omega-3s for over 20 years, and it shows up in the Salmon Oil Plus, which is clearly superior to other fish oil products on the market in a number of different ways. First, the quality of the fish that are used. This is very important today. As I said, farmed salmon are only as good as the diet that they're fed, and unfortunately most farmed salmon are very high in omega-6 fat, so you get an unfavorable ratio there. As a result, the arachidonic acid content of these fish becomes quite high, and that can actually contribute to inflammatory disease and heart disease. So farmed fish aren't that good for you. The quality fish oils, they'll bump these arachidonic acid out of the cell membranes, and also with the farmed salmon, they have to color them. They don't have the normal pink color that salmon does that we associate with good quality salmon. GNLD really goes the extra mile, literally, in getting their fish, because they get fish out of the extreme Arctic Circle where there's less pollution. You know, it's a lot less expensive to go a couple of miles off the coast and catch some salmon and bring them back. You don't have the fuel costs. You don't have a lot of time involved in going to catch those salmon. But you're going to get a lot higher contamination level. So they're using fish that initially have very low contamination levels. And then when they catch fish, normally they separate out the fish they catch in the net. And the table quality fish go for sale at a premium price to the food service industry, to restaurants, to fresh fish markets. And the non-table quality fish are used for animal food and for supplements. But GNLD uses only table quality fish for their supplements. And they actually keep records of the date fish are caught, where they're caught, the ship that caught them. The fish are all health screened to make sure they're free of disease. And then I think freedom of pollution from toxins is of paramount importance for the fish oil supplement. As I said earlier, PCBs are a common contaminant. Mercury is a common contaminant. And these things can be passed on to children when the mother consumes the contaminants. GNLD uses these fish that come from very pure areas, and the same with the sardines and the tuna and the anchovies that are part of the supplement. They don't use the head, they don't use the intestines, they don't use the tail of the fish, only the edible parts of the fish. And the purity is important. GNLD operates under a pharmaceutical license, and, you know, it comes back to this a lot of times. You have to do the testing for pollutants today because the world is so polluted. And GNLD actually has toxicological protocols developed by two of the world's leading toxicologists on the fish oil product. They check out 160 potential contaminants, and their allowable detection limit is zero. That's pretty remarkable. Now, I've had people tell me that the fish oil they were using has no detectable toxic residues, and I ask them, well, how many toxic residues are they checking for? And they give me kind of a blank stare because they don't know. If you're checking for only five things rather than 160, you may get a real good result back, but GNLD goes the extra mile of testing for all these different things, and that makes all the difference in the world. I'm often asked if I have a detoxification program. We actually have a medically based detoxification facility in Sacramento. They specialize in removal of what are called lipophilic or fat-loving toxins like PCBs or DDT or pesticides or herbicides, recreational drugs. The cornerstone of their technology is to induce sweating with exercise and dry sauna, and then to scrub off the sweat with soap and water, and then to supplement with absolutely pure quality oils to replace these contaminated fats that they're sweating out. And Salmon Oil Plus is really a perfect detoxifying fat for two reasons. Firstly, it has a contaminant level of zero for 160 potential pollutants, and secondly, the omega-3 fats are such high quality that the tissues of the body avidly take these fats up, and they displace inferior fat, replacing it with the fish oil, the salmon oil. The omega-3 fats in the Salmon Oil Plus have a special affinity for nerve and brain tissues, and those are the tissues that are particularly susceptible to damage by these fat-loving toxins, which often contaminate the food that we eat and the water that we drink and the fats of the animals that we consume. So use of this supplement is one of the best day-to-day detoxification programs I can think of.
Wow. I mean, that's impressive. I mean, not, you know, hearing the purity of GNLD Salmon Oil Plus helps us not to add pollutants to our body, but what you're saying is it goes past that, that it helps our body to get rid of the pollutants that we're already accumulating from the polluted environment around all of us today. Please keep on talking to share what makes GNLD Salmon Oil Plus so superior to the other omega-3 products out there in the market.
Well, GNLD Salmon Oil Plus uses a superior technology in order to produce the product. They use a cold processing technology, and they have something called molecular differentiation. It's quite different from a lot of the other fish oil products, which are made with molecular distillation. I know they sound similar, but they're very different technologies. The differentiation allows for a sorting process to take place, and the Salmon Oil Plus has certifiable amounts of all eight of the master molecules of the omega-3 family. And you don't find that in products made with molecular distillation at this point. On the other hand, with this differentiation, they can select out rancidity factors, things that cause digestive upset or repeat, toxic residues, so that you have a wonderful, wonderful product. And the salmon oil capsules really don't have the fishy taste that a lot of other fish oil capsules do because of this differentiation process that they can go through. Also, in the Salmon Oil Plus, by the way, there's a lot less burping and belching, and they have a ultra-high potency omega-3 concentrate in there. What this is made it possible to do is to reduce the size of the capsule so they're easy to swallow, they don't stick in the throat. You can take them because there's less oil, you get less of the burping and the belching. And it improves doctors call patient compliance because it's easy to take. People are consistent with it. This product really is very unique, and as Dr. First used to say, unique has no modifiers. There isn't another product that comes close to this.
Wow. I know for me, you know, there might be some omega-3 products out there with more than just two of the omega-3 master molecules, but so far for me, every omega-3 product I've picked up and looked in the label, you know, all it had was EPA and DHA. Obviously, God knows what he was doing when he put 8 instead of 2 in the omega-3 family of nutrients. We're short on time, but, you know, maybe can you just take one of those extra 6 master molecules that GNLD has in their Salmon Oil Plus, you know, on the label, and give us an example of the importance of that master molecule?
Yeah, one of them that is very important is called DPA. It's a potent stimulator of the repair of blood vessels when they're damaged, and appears to be very, very important in prevention of heart disease. As a matter of fact, that may be one of the reasons why the Eskimos could eat 70% fat and not develop heart disease. And a study in Finland found that the top fifth of a study group with the highest intake of DHA and also DPA had 44% reduced risk of coronary artery events compared to those with the lowest intake. DPA concentrates in heart tissue, and it's got to be doing a lot of really important things there, both from the standpoint of structure and also proper functioning of the heart muscle.
Wow, I wish we had more time to learn more about these 6 extra that you see on the label of GNLD, you know, but bottom line, we just know that you just can't outsmart what God did, and I so appreciate GNLD following nature, how God set it up, and making sure we're getting all those 8 master molecules. I just can't understand why anybody's going to want to take 2 when they can get 8 with the GNLD product. Is there, you know, maybe one more thing you'd like to share about this GNLD Salmon Oil Plus, the difference in quality, before I switch gears maybe?
Yeah, there was a study done at Tufts University a number of years ago, and what they found was that the average fish oil product only had about a third of the active ingredient, the EPA, that was listed on the label. A lot of companies are having trouble even with the 2 molecules. GNLD Salmon Oil, they went back and they examined it for the 2 previous years, and it met or exceeded label declarations for the previous 2 years.
Wow. How much did they average of the EPA, those other products?
About a third.
Third. That's, boy, you know, what I'm hearing you
that's,
say.
That's a key beneficial anti-inflammatory in the oils.
Yeah, and if you just have a product that just has 2 on the label, it's very important. That one, you know, the one of the 2 just has a third. You know, what I hear you saying is somebody's just going to do a price comparison with GNLD and other omega-3 products, you know, and they wanted to use this independent study from Tufts University, their averages, I mean, they'd have to multiply the competitor's product, omega-3 product, 3 times just to begin to care, you know, compare just the prices for the EPA. And this doesn't include talking about the superior quality that you just went over that GNLD has in their product, and that doesn't even include that they've got 6 other omega-3 master molecules, you know, listed on the label and, amounts that they guarantee. Boy, Jimmy, you know, it just appears to me that GNLD obviously is offering the most for the dollar spent by somebody. Do you agree?
Yeah, no one offers a better omega-3 supplement than GNLD.
You know, Jim, I'm not a big fan of this guy, but there is a very, and I'm not going to use his name, but there's a very popular doctor out there that a lot of people follow who's really pushing an omega-3 product from krill oil that he sells. And he's telling everyone out there that, you know, that it's the best omega-3 product out there. Do you have any comment about this?
Actually, there's several companies that are using krill, and I'm going to kind of encapsulate my remarks here because we're running out of time. But krill is a dietary staple of whales. It's not a normal part of the human food chain. And it has very high levels of one carotenoid, astaxanthin. And actually, the form of that carotenoid is different than what you have in salmon. So it's not very close to what the normal human food chain would be. We don't know what the long-term results of supplementation with krill oil are going to be. We're going to need some experimental subjects, and I guess a lot of people are doing that now. I don't particularly want to be in that study group as one of the guinea pigs.
I definitely don't. Jim, you know, it's common for vegetarians, and there's a large group, and it's growing all the time since it's very popular for people to be vegetarians. And when they hear this omega-3 research of all the different health problems that are linked to deficiency of omega-3, I know they like to think that the plant source, like flaxseed oil or some of these other plant oils, that it can meet their body's omega-3 needs. Do you agree with this?
Well, vegetarianism has a lot to recommend it, but really flax is a poor substitute for fish oil. It has no EPA or no DHA. I'm aware of two separate studies that were done. Both of them indicated that you really could not elevate either EPA or DHA significantly with flax oil. And most of the professionals that I know no longer recommend flax oil as a source of omega-3 because it's pretty well known among the professionals that fish oil supplementation gets far better results than does flax oil because the fish oil has the EPA and flax does not. Major study was conducted on flax oil versus fish oil from the standpoint of the health of the heart, and they found that the fish oil increased levels of EPA and DHA in the heart tissue and displaced arachidonic acid, which promotes heart disease. The flax oil only slightly raised the EPA and didn't raise the DHA at all. So this confirmed the earlier studies on this, and there's been so much work done there. And let's not forget that EPA and DHA are very important. EPA is the fountainhead of the anti-inflammatory. The DHA, the primary building block of the health and the nerves. These are very, very important oils.
Can you? I know we're running out of time. Can you just share maybe a couple quick stories of individuals you know that when they take these products, that the changes they've seen? Because I know you've got so many clients that come to you from all. You're so well known; everybody wants to come to you. Can you just tell us a few of those stories?
I've had so many people just send me little notes. It's really amazing on the fish oil because I probably have more letters from people on the fish oils than anything else. There was a fellow Morris and. He wrote, the extreme soreness I had in my arms and shoulders is about 90% gone. I am so pleased that he suggested trying the salmon capsules. I've been taking two with each meal. And a gal, Debbie, wrote, she said, I have bad knees and certain types of exercise would result in pain and even swelling. I had to limit my physical activity. Then I acquired a tennis elbow from lifting weights. When I learned about salmon oil, I started taking three with every meal, and within 4 days, the pains were gone. I was impressed. I will never be caught without my salmon oil. I have found that I can maintain a pain-free state with three a day. We recently had a severe snowstorm, and I did not take my salmon oil. Within 3 days, the pain was back. It is great to be able to do normal things and not hurt. I had been to an orthopedic doctor with my knees, and he had limited my range of motion to limit the pain. It worked, but now I have total range of motion with no pain. Then I had another gal, Melinda, and she was taking 2,400 milligrams of Motrin to be able to walk. She just started taking salmon oil, and she just gradually worked it up. She noticed when she was taking four a day, she began to have improvement, and then she went higher. She got complete relief from the pain, and then she tapered it back, and she found she could maintain pain-free on two salmon oil capsules a day.
You know, before I ask my last closing question, is there anything you'd like to say about GNLD and omega-3?
omega-3 supplements have seen a huge increase in sales in the last year, and the research for omega-3 is piling up every day. Its health benefits are too important to settle for less than the best omega-3 supplement on the market. And don't underestimate the importance of these fish oils. There was a study published in Science News in 1988, and they found that it actually doubled the lifespan of mice. They had half the normal levels of harmful autoantibodies that are responsible for rapidly aging us as we get older. And they had lower than normal inflammation. There's not much in the way of diet or supplementation that I can think of that produces that kind of results. Don't settle for seconds and parachutes, fire hydrants, surgeons, or omega-3 supplementation. And GNLD salmon oil plus is clearly the best omega-3 product on the market.
Thanks. I agree with you 100%. You know, as we close out, I want to talk about what people should take. The fact that, you know, that you've laid out in these three talks is that GNLD gives the most for the dollar. And over these three talks, you know, we've talked about the three most important food groups that GNLD covers that we're not getting. 90% of us aren't getting out there today. That's what science says. And GNLD covers it with the Trienin grain oils and GNLD's carotenoid complex of fruits and vegetables and now salmon oil plus that we talked about for omega-3. And I know science and you believe that everybody ought to take three capsules each, but what if somebody doesn't think they can afford that much right now? What would you suggest to that person, Jim?
There's several key points to keep in mind. Firstly, strengthen your weakest area. In other words, if you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables but hate fish, salmon oil plus is probably your first priority. If you eat refined grains, Trienin may be at the top of your list because that has the things that are missing from refined grains. If you rarely eat fruits and vegetables, carotenoid complex probably should be at the top of your list. Secondly, use what is within your budget. If you can afford to take three salmon oil a day, if you can't afford to take three, take one or take two. Better a little bit of the right thing than a whole bunch of the wrong thing. Any amount of the salmon oil or these other supplements can produce tremendous benefits, as I've indicated here. Thirdly, try to maintain a balanced intake at all times. It's often better to supplement with a little bit of everything than a whole bunch of one thing. And finally, realize that everything we've talked about is very, very important for long-term health and well-being. Remember that the supplements you use are a lot more important than the oil in your car. Your car is going to carry you for a few years at the most. Your body has to last as long as you're on this earth. Take good care of it.
Very thoroughly. Jim, as always, you've done a great job of sharing health-changing information people need to hear. I need to hear. I so appreciate being a friend of you and getting to learn from you, it helps me and my family have the best health. You know, I want to remind people that this, you know, talk, you know, it's just for educational purpose. You know, nutrition is to support the body, to try to help prevent problems. You know, if anybody's got a medical condition and listening to this, make sure you see your doctor. But, you know, at this time, I'm going to open up the lines because Jim has agreed to stick around for a few minutes. So anyone calling tonight can speak up to make a comment about tonight's call or to ask Jim a question. Now, if you're not going to say something, please hit *6 on your phones right now to mute out any noise in your background. So when I open it up, we won't be barraged by a bunch of noise. So if you're not going to speak, again, hit *6. Later on, if you want to talk, you can always hit *6 again and unmute it. You know, hopefully we're going to have a recording of this call posted on a website 48 hours from now, along with the two past calls. So if you've got a friend that you know could benefit from this information you've heard, and we all do know people. I mean, like I said, one out of every two people are going to die of heart disease that we know. And please, you know, if you want to find out where we posted it, get back to the person that invited you to this call. You need to thank them anyway for inviting you, you know, that they took their time, they cared about you and thought about you. And when you do, you can ask them for the web address that they're going to be posted on. So here I'm going to open up the lines. If you have any questions, want to make any comments, feel free to do that. Lines are open.
I appreciate the call. It's so much life-changing information. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, this is Anthony James from Pennsylvania. In Southburg, I had a question. What do you say when you have an elderly person that gets fluid in their lungs? You know, how does the make it to be tall?
I'm having a hard time.
If anybody's got music in their background, if they can hit *6.
Yeah. Hello, this is Anthony Jenkins.
I think they've got it up too high. Can you say that question a little louder?
Yes. I just want to know, how does the midwifery help when with fluid in the lungs? How does it prevent that, or how does it, you know, how can you help a person that's similar like that that needs that product to clear the circulatory system to keep your blood from clogging? And you understand the question I'm trying to say? Can you hear me?
Somebody would turn that music down. What's wrong with them? Can't they hear?
I think they've got it up too loud. Josh, you don't have any way to. Mute everybody.
They're probably on an office phone and they put it on hold and so the music is playing.
That's terrible.
Just mute everybody and answer the question.
Jim.
Yeah, did you get the question?
Yeah, I did. What he asked was, if somebody's got fluid on the lungs, what can they do nutritionally to help support the body? I think that's what he asked.
Oh, that actually is a medical question that should be dealt with by a doctor.
Okay. I know that's a serious one. So
That can be a life-threatening situation.
Let me try one more time to open up the lines and see if we can have some questions answered. You're so nice to stay on the line to answer them. I know people have some, so hold on. Let me try one more time.
Time is up.
Hello, Jim. This is Vivian from Cleveland. And I had an elderly lady that had a bruised kidney. And I was wondering, what could I recommend to her for a bruised kidney?
She asked, what could somebody do to give the body some nutritional support for a bruised kidney?
With bruising, normally you want to provide the repair and nutrients to the connective material. Probably the most important thing is vitamin C and flavonoids. They've actually done studies where they will wound an animal. So done a number of years ago, they would wound the animal and they would test the strength of the wound, and they found that vitamin C and zinc and protein, all of them, particularly the vitamin C, will strengthen the scar tissue and make it heal much more rapidly. And Emanuel Churaskin was a dentist, and he actually did a study with vitamin C where he would puncture the gum of his dental students. I hope he gave him extra credit for this. And then he would see how long the wound took to heal. And he increased the vitamin C, and the more vitamin C he gave them, the more rapidly the gum would heal. And he said he had to discontinue his experiments because he was afraid, as it got to the higher levels of vitamin C, that the probe would get stuck in the gum and he wouldn't be able to get it out.
And I know GNLD's vitamin C makes a big difference. I remember hearing one person talk about that they'd been taking vitamin C from the health food store, all kinds of different brands for years, and they switched to GNLD's and they stopped bruising. They're going, well, I just wasted my money on all these other ones.
Yeah, something very significant on vitamin C is that there's a new book out, and it talks about the fact that the half-life of vitamin C in the blood is only about 30 minutes. And so if you take just a whole bunch of vitamin C, it all washes out very rapidly, and that's the genius of the Super C, because what it does is it releases gradually over a period of many hours, so you maintain a much higher blood level in the tissues of that vitamin C than if you were using other forms of vitamin C.
And you know, today I read that, I think it was, and I could be wrong with this because I'm just doing it from memory, but 90% of the vitamin C in supplements nowadays are coming from China. And they're the biggest exporters of fish. We're talking omega-3 tonight. They're the biggest exporters of fish, and they're doing them in very polluted waters and, you know, trying to give antibiotics to cover it up. You know, that's our biggest, you know, exporter of fish. So I'm so thankful for GNLD.
They dump all their sewage directly into the rivers over there.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
A lot of areas. They're trying to clean that up, but it's pretty bad right now.
Let me try one more time.
Can you hear me?
Thanks, Jim.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, hi,
yes.
This is Doris from Mississippi. I have one question, and that is on the omega-3, the Seminole Plus, and compared to the Omega Concentrated as a distributor. I have sort of complex views on that, and I'm trying to grow my, other than this, the hairiness compared to the Seminole one is more prone for what disease or what ailment.
Okay.
You
got it.
Understand?
Yes, I do. Let me ask. Jim, the question is, we've got, you know, the two older products in the GNLD's history of these 20 years. You know, we've got salmon oil, we've got omega-3 product, the two older ones, and you know, now we've got Salmon Oil Plus, and, you know, do you have any comments to help them to know maybe when which one's better to use for what? They just like to know maybe some of the differences. That's the question.
Yeah, actually, they're pretty close. I think the Salmon Oil Plus has a lot higher standards of quality from the standpoint that it's so much easier to take, decreased volume. You have the same kind of purity with the salmon oil or the omega-3 concentrate as you do with the Salmon Oil Plus. It's going to be a lot easier to take the Salmon Oil Plus for people. Yeah, maybe a little bit more anti-inflammatories or EPA in the older products, but you have a lot more of the DHA in the newer product. So anyone that's got memory problems or things like that, they definitely want to use the Salmon Oil Plus. And it's not easy, it's not hard to just take an extra Salmon Oil Plus and get more EPA than is in the Salmon Oil or the Omega-3 concentrate. Plus the new product is less expensive.
Absolutely. You know, I know that it's like sort of, I know the older products are like an old glove. You hate to get rid of them. We've got people that have had such dramatic results from those products that you couldn't pry them out of the people's hands. But
and
obviously,
it's nice the company's continuing to make those available.
It is, and they're out there for anyone to take, you know, but GNLD scientists have progressed. There's more out there, which is, they know, you know, the
importance. They get better all the time, and the Salmon Oil Plus is the state of the art in fish oil supplementation.
Yeah, I remember hearing Betty Tischer. She was so nice to talk about. You know, she's been taking the GNLD supplements for years and using the older products and thankful for them and made a life-changing difference in her life. But she, when the Salmon Oil Plus came out, she used it and she got even better results. And, you know, I loved hearing her testimony on hearing and, you know, the inflammation that went down even more with the new one. And again, just like you already said, smaller to take, less repeating. And, you know, for the omega-3 product, somebody can just take one lipotropic and they can get that extra little thing that's in that product
right.
And even more by taking one lipotropic and the Salmon Oil Plus. They'd end up more for the dollar. So let me go back. Do you have anything more before I go back?
Yeah, and a lot of people need those lipotropics.
Yeah, and that's why we have a separate product for it. They can take that.
Yeah.
So hold on and
can you hear?
Yes, we can hear.
Can you hear?
Yes. Any other question or comment somebody wants to make?
Yes, this is Lois. I have a question. That was much said about the need for children.
Speak a little louder.
Can you hear me?
About children, is that what you said?
Yes. And my thing, what about some method of giving it to them other than the capsule?
You can, they asked, you know, if you have a child and you can't, they can't swallow or chew, what can you do? And we've had loads of people, and I know Jim's had this experience, they just prick it and squeeze it out and just had unbelievable results with
Yeah, my sister did that with all of her kids. Start them on the salmon oil from the time they were 6 months, and she just punctured it and squeezed it in their mouth. When they got older, they would just chew the capsules. And young kids don't think it tastes bad at all. I mean, they kind of have a craving for these fish oils. It's only after you introduce junk food into the diet that they think those things aren't good.
And with this new one having less taste, you just can't get any better for squeezing out. So.
Yeah. Plus, I like the fact that it's gelatin encapsulated, because that really is a rancidity protector. And a lot of people, they use the liquids, but liquid fish oils are much more prone to oxidation.
Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. Cod liver oil.
Okay, what's the question about cod liver oil?
What's the benefits about the cod?
Jim, they asked, because obviously GNLD has the older product, cod liver oil. Is there anything you wanted to say about that?
Cod liver oil can provide real benefits if someone needs additional vitamin D. In other words, if you don't get outdoors, indoors all the time, working, never go out and get sunshine, or during the winter months where it's too cold, like in Minnesota or somewhere like that, too cold to go outside, so you don't get the sunshine. Vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin. There is no vitamin D in the salmon oil, but there is in cod liver oil. So that can be a very good supplement to use, particularly in the winter months when the weather is not conducive to getting outdoors and getting the vitamin D that we need. And they're tying a lot of health problems to insufficient vitamin D intake. Of course, you can also get that from chelated calcium, magnesium with D, or from the multiples. But some people need a little more vitamin D than you'll get from a multiple, and cod liver oil is an excellent source of that. It also has a balanced vitamin A with it. That's a good immune booster as well.
Right, so there's a natural source for them right there. Okay.
Okay, I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I have a customer who doctor recommended he had fat and mercury in the liver, and he recommended omega-3.
Not for you to eat.
Understand?
For the girl?
Can you explain that?
Can you speak a little louder? I'm so sorry.
That's okay. He had fat and mercury in his liver, and the doctor recommended omega-3. Can you explain that?
He had fat in his liver.
Yes, fat and mercury was found in the liver, and he recommended him take the omega-3.
Fat and what else?
And mercury. Toxin, mercury.
Mercury, gotcha. Jim, someone
You're hearing these better than I am, because I can't understand anything.
Somebody asked that a person was diagnosed by a doctor to having a liver problem, that they had mercury in it and extra fat in their liver, and so they suggested omega-3, and can you explain why?
Well, the fatty infiltration in the liver will tend to be benefited by omega-3 oils. I think the rationale of the doctor is that these real heavy saturated fats, as you incorporate omega-3, it kind of micronizes the fat in the body, and it makes it easier to burn and easier to move around, so you can get some of the cruddy fat out. I don't know that the omega-3s are going to help you excrete the mercury. That would have to be done another way. Selenium is a real important mineral for mercury detoxification and mercury tolerance.
Beta-guard, I'm sure, would be helpful.
Yeah, Beta-guard's an excellent source of selenium.
Okay, great. Thank you. Another question?
Have you done any research or had any experience with reflex sympathetic dystrophy, RSD?
Okay, reflux and what else?
Reflex sympathetic dystrophy, known as RST.
Okay. They asked about, did you know anything that might help with reflux and the type that's called RSP?
RSD, reflux sympathetic dystrophy. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. There's actually some doctors that specialize in dealing with that. In terms of what we're talking about tonight, I don't think you could go wrong from the supplement standpoint with using Salmon Oil Plus, because that is a nerve condition, and the nerves are built, one of the major building blocks of the nerves is the EPA and DHA. It's about a third of the nerve cell structure. And as you normalize the structure of these different organs in the body, you tend to benefit the function. So I would think that that would be a real important nutrient for the condition.
And again, because it's nerves, it's one of the slowest healing parts of the body, so it's going to take a while for not only saturation of the omega-3 oils to get there and saturate it, but also just to heal it and everything, to give it as much support as it can from a nutritional
right.
point of view.
Yeah,
it's not an overnight type thing.
No. It's a matter of getting the omega-3s incorporated in the nerve tissue, and that usually takes several months.
Okay. There's another question. Star 6 if you want to ask a question.
I hope the guy that's playing that music will just stop playing it.
How about Lou Gehrig's disease or MMS?
Okay. Lou Gehrig's disease or what?
Multiple sclerosis.
Lou Gehrig's disease, any suggestions for nutritional support? And, boy, I couldn't hear the other, thrombosis? Anyway, I couldn't quite pick up the other one, but let me go with the first one. Do you have any suggestions to give some nutritional support to help the person as they're dealing with that tough condition that they can just...
Yeah, that's a very difficult condition. Some people think it may be associated with toxic metal exposure. So it'd be good to check that out and try and figure out, you know, what was creating the problem. It is a nerve degeneration condition, and so the omega-3s and the antioxidants like carotenoids should be beneficial from the structural standpoint of helping to maintain the nerves, helping the nerves to repair. One doctor referred to the fish oils as fertilizer for the nerves. So very, very important from the standpoint of nerve health. But there's also other things going on with ALS that are triggering the problem and that a doctor should check out.
Thrombosis, does that make sense? Have you ever heard of a condition? It was hard for me to hear.
Thrombosis would be clotting. And, of course, the omega-3s do help prevent clotting. We talked about that in our discussion tonight.
So that would be great for it. Okay. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
How does the Salmon Oil Plus play a role in IBS?
With IBS, how does the Salmon Oil Plus play a role in that?
I think it plays a couple of roles. One of them is it suppresses inflammation in the gut, gets incorporated in the lining, and tends to reduce the inflammation. Also, you have a lot of immune activity in the gut, and it's going to enhance the activity of the white blood cells, make them more efficient. And then you get a lot of nerves that control the gut. Like I said, there's two brains, so we have one in the head and the other in the gut. And a lot of the serotonin, as a matter of fact, in one book I read, they said about 98% or so of the serotonin produced in the body is produced in the gut. So when we take Prozac and these things, it has as much of an effect on the gut or more than it does on the brain. And the fish oils, they normalize the structure of the nerves in the gut, and they also normalize the receptors for these neurotransmitters. It's how it helps with memory, and it helps with attention deficit and things like that. Both normalizes the structure of the nerves, but also the way that they work.
Okay, next question.
How about MS?
MS. Gotcha. How about MS? What can we nutritionally do to give them some support going through that tough condition?
Now, multiple sclerosis, again, you've got other things going on in the way of potential toxicities or allergies to gluten or things like that that need to be ferreted out. But from the general standpoint, the omega-3 oils are very important for the health of those nerves. You've got an unraveling of the nerve sheath in MS. And so antioxidants like carotenoid, vitamin E, and then your omega-3 oils would be very important. The more nutrition, the better in a lot of these conditions. Remember that the nerves need B vitamins as well for energy and things like that. So it's a good idea to do a multiple along with the fish oils.
I know I've personally heard a few people just give some dramatic testimonies of what their bodies, what happened when they started giving them some nutrition. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, we've had some interesting stories. We had one gal that didn't have bowel function unless she took the minerals.
We've got a body, a chemistry is what we are, and give it the right things. And it's amazing what can happen. Another question.
Talk about lupus and the problem with the sun.
I'll say that one more time.
Lupus and problem with going outside in the sun.
Yes, gotcha. What can we do to support somebody with lupus and with going out in the sun, maybe having some sun sensitivity problems, I guess?
Well, photosensitivity, we talked about that last week with the carotenoids. They are probably the most helpful nutrient from the standpoint of sensitivity to sunlight. Lupus is very much an autoimmune disorder, and it's been associated with allergic responses to foods. The people with lupus, they tend to get a wolf mask on the face, and the redness in the cheek area and across the nose, that's immune complexes that are settling out in the skin. These complexes settle out when the temperature drops below 98.6, and it just happens that that particular area of the face is the coldest area of the face, so that's kind of a characteristic sign of lupus. And I go into that in my book, Your Body Sign Language, if someone wants more details on that and some of the things that can be helpful for lupus and MS and all these. I've talked about it all in my book, Your Body Sign Language.
Everybody ought to get it. I've got my copy.
We probably ought to wind it up here.
Okay.
Been going quite a while.
Yep, it has. Thank you for the extra time you've given, and I'm sorry we've lost some of it through this, but I'm so thankful for everything that you've shared with us. It's just been awesome, and everybody on this line, if you've enjoyed what you've heard tonight, then you need to come to the GNLD convention in August because, Jim and other people are going to be there speaking and answering questions. It's going to be a wonderful time. Make sure you talk to the person that told you about this call tonight and find out how you can be there in person. I appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. I wish we had more time. We love talking to you. Thank you again for calling in. God bless you. And don't forget to, if you know a friend, to find out on the website so that you can let them listen to this great information we've heard in all three of these talks. So thank you and God bless you. I'm going to close the lines.